Welcome to another inspiring episode of Solano Mom Building Community and Tomorrow Tables Podcast. Today, we're honored to spotlight two remarkable women who are shaping the future of young leaders in Solano County through the transformative world of pageantry. Meet Ms. Carol Warren, the dynamic owner and director of Solano County Pageant and Dancing Star Studio. With over 50 years of dedication, Carol has been at the forefront of empowering women, fostering self-confidence, poise, and community involvement through pageant programs. Her unwavering commitment has cultivated a platform where participants grow both personally and professionally. Joining her is Jessica Grinch, the vibrant and confident MC of Solano County Pageant. Known for her infectious energy and ability to bring sparkle to every event, Jessica is also a devoted mom and mentor. She continues to inspire her by guiding the next generation of pageant stars, emphasizing the importance of self-expression and confidence. In this episode, we talk about the rich history of Solano County Pageant, the impact of pageantry on personal development, and the stories of empowerment that emerge from the unique community. Whether you're a pageant enthusiast or new to the concept, this conversation offers valuable insights into pageantry can be a catalyst for positive change. Tune in as we explore the journey of building confidence, community, and the leaders of tomorrow. Welcome back to Tomorrow's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Polkum Tenpet, and I would like to introduce you to my co-host,
Miriam Trump from Solano Moms Building Community. How are you? I know you got stuck in traffic, right?
It was a bad accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually Fridays are not a good day for driving on freeways.
Yeah, I was stuck for about a good hour.
Oh, that's a lot.
Just from Green Valley to Vacaville.
An hour?
Yeah.
That's kind of a waste, an hour driving.
It was.
But you're here.
I'm here. And we're here today with beautiful Miss Carol Warren and Jessica Grinch.
Hello, ladies.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for being, I mean, well, we're in your house, so thank you for letting us come to your
house. Well, thank you for inviting me.
Yes, we're so excited. So Polkum told me about the pageants. It's, you know, both of them, all of the girls are your pageants.
Yeah.
And this is the moment I want to take for all of you, take a moment to thank you. I thank you for instilling the community outreach, the respect, and whatever you're doing great. These women, I met them at NAMI Walk.
Yeah, me and Amaya.
For National Mental Health. And when I saw them speaking, it inspired me that these women want to come. It reminded me the young me. And when you see something that just wants the same thing and wants community outreach and wants to help, it was amazing to tell them, come join me. And then as I learned more, I learned about you, and I knew where all the root was.
Yeah.
You're instilling great things. So thank you.
Aww, we talk a lot
so
about
sweet.
You guys. good stuff. As long as it's the good stuff. Just when you make us work a little bit extra on the opening number.
It's called One More Time. 20 yeah. times.
20 more times. I'm like, okay.
It's one more time.
But okay. That's good. That's teaching you.
That's
commitment, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
It's teaching us discipline.
Yes. Miss Carol.
Yes.
So we posted your picture on our website. Overwhelming. My production assistant was texting me, overwhelming.
Yeah.
People overwhelming really like support and love for you.
Aww.
They respect you. They call you a legend. So I'm going to take some pictures in your kitchen and say I was in the legend's house in the kitchen.
with the dog that's barking, with your dog. Yeah.
Anything so it shows I was there at your house. Would you tell us your history?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was born to a family that's my mother was an RN. And when she was 24, came down with rheumatoid arthritis. And so basically, I helped raise her.
Wow.
And myself. It was very interesting. And then my father, they married right after the war, World War II. He was 42 when he came down with ALS, and he passed at 44. So, but
wow.
He was a professional singer. So I learned that world of talent and the world of performing from my dad. And it was a fabulous world. I loved it. I had the opportunity to perform with him on stage and on his own shows. We're from San Francisco. And so I would travel with him performing. So I loved it. So it's always been part of my blood. And when I was 15, I was performing theater in the round. And an owner of Three Dance Studios saw me perform and said, so he knew one of the gals that was in the show. And he said, gosh, how old is she? Well, I looked older, and I was only 15. He says, God, I wonder if she'd want to teach. He liked what I projected on stage. So I talked to him, and I thought, great, I'd love to teach. I love to perform and dance. And so that's how I got into it. And when I was 18, I opened my own studio.
Wow, 18?
18. I graduated from high school, started college, and opened my studio. And I have had the pleasure and the love of, I never wanted not to go to work. Okay. I mean, there were times it was frustrating. There were times that you'd leave tired, but I always loved teaching. I was given that art and the talent for it and to give it to others. And so starting at that age, I taught up until the day I gave birth to both of my kids. And I missed 1 week with one child and 2 weeks with the other one. So I've been very lucky. Very, very lucky to do something I love and to share it with other people in our community.
Yeah, I mean, I see that. You have the passion. When you have the passion, what you do, it makes a difference.
Totally.
And especially your father was your role model.
Oh, my gosh. He used to sing that song at the end of his shows. He put me on his knee and sing, Let Me Call You Sweetheart.
Wow. I just love hearing your story. 18 years old. That's pretty amazing.
Yes.
You was really young. Thank you, Ms. Carol, for telling us a little bit about your story. So, Jessica, can you tell us a little bit about your journey in pageantry and what led you to where you are today and how you met Ms. Carol and the beginning story and everything?
That is a long story.
Yeah. You can tell us clips and bits of it.
I have been doing pageants since a baby, and it's been a hobby my mother and I have enjoyed together as a mother-daughter hobby together. And we met Miss Carol because I needed a talent. So we found her to put me into dance.
How old were you when you met Miss Carol?
I was 4 years old.
Oh, you were young like Lillian when we met you.
Yes. Oh, so I was 4 years old and continued to do pageants. And Carol had a separate pageant system. And my mom and I immediately got entwined with Carol's world and volunteering.
My mother was my right-hand person.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. And I tagged along, and they would put on a pageant, and I would entertain by doing my dance. And I did that until I was ready to compete myself in her pageant system.
So you were always on stage?
Always, yes.
And four is pretty young.
Yeah,
I mean, at four. Wow.
So she always had a special talent, a hidden talent.
It was always fun, and it kept me entertained and kept me busy. And as a little Miss Vacaville, I started following in the steps of the big girls and seeing them be in the community and giving back. And I was like, that's what I want to be when I grow up.
Aww.
And with Carol and my mom, they did Solano County pageants. And Carol's daughter used to MC the Little Miss pageant. And 1 year, she couldn't make it. She was a news broadcaster and couldn't come home. And my mom voluntold me.
I like that.
Volunteering.
I was
voluntold.
I was voluntold.
That's the best way, though.
The thing about that made that so impactful is I have a speech impediment, and so I don't like to speak in public. Oh. I'm very
doesn't
very
seem
intimidated.
Like it.
It doesn't seem like it at all.
She's
really very outspoken. So
Well, Miss Carol told me to get over it.
Yeah, there was no choice.
There was no option. There.
Wait, what steps or tips did you use? You just said get over it.
Yes.
Well, we have a phrase in my household. My son is a doctor. My daughter, you know, they've both been leaders. It's called suck it up, buttercup. And you know
like
that's
that.
How it
suck
is.
It up,
you don't
buttercup.
Feel good, get over it.
Yep.
You have a speech impediment, you can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
You sound a lot like my family.
That sounds like my family, too.
But it's been great. I mean, I'm so proud of Jessica. I mean, she's grown up with, you know, just with me. And her mom, you know, I mean, we were just all a team. Yeah, we were just always all together. And so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I read about Jessica. Every time we have a guest, I read before, so... I mean, I would have never thought you had speech impediment. I mean, the yeah. videos, the things that I see, you're like this confident MC that has, yes.
It's been years in the making, and I still get a little nervous, and I still like to read through what am I going to say. And for me, my mom taught me, if you don't feel comfortable saying something, find a different way to say it. And
that's what you told me.
That's exactly what I tell my kids. They're like my kids, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always tell them, obviously you want the best for your children. And my mentality is I want the best for the future generations, because if we invest in our future generations, we have a better future for ourselves.
100%. What inspired you to focus on your platform, Autism Awareness, during the arena as Miss California Global Nations?
It was you. Thank you.
And Lillian. So I was teaching with Miss Carol, and I had a dance class of about 8 or 9 4 and 5
year olds. It was ballet, right?
Oh, no, they were in tap shoes.
Well, because Lillian took gymnastic, ballet, and tap.
Yes. Yeah.
We did 3 times a week.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And so she showed up as a new student, and I did the normal, here's the paperwork, here's the spiel, jump in when you're ready. And she stopped me, and she went, no, you don't understand.
Yeah.
Lillian's different. She has autism. And we had another student with autism who was a little bit older.
But more higher functioning.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, I have no problem with it. And you mentioned that you were turned away from other places.
Yeah, so what happened was there was a dance studio. They were doing hip-hop, and I think they were a little bit more advanced. They said, we tried it twice. They said they weren't able to work with Lillian because she's not listening. She would cover her ears. So I'm like, okay, I understand. It's kind of upset. You know, of course, you get your feelings hurt a little bit, but it's fine. So then I seen a flyer on the newspaper, the Fairfield newspaper, and I called. Miss Carol picks up. She said, oh, I told her about Lillian's disability. She goes, please bring her. We're going to try her out and let's see. If she likes it, she can stay and hang out.
That was before you did the specialty class.
This was the very beginning of the regular class.
Right?
So then I came. I met her. She introduced me to Jessica. Jessica did, what was it? We would come in extra 30 minutes.
During to make her feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But that statement right there is what turned everything around for me. It was like, there is no way anybody is ever going to keep somebody from enjoying the art of dance.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely not.
And for me, it was a lonely road when my daughter got diagnosed with autism. 4, 4 and a half is when 5, because she was holding her little stuffed animal, right?
Yes.
And we were, our first performance was Jelly Belly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I still have a picture of it.
You still remember that?
Yeah, it pops up on my Facebook, yeah. Yes. But I will never remember that, because I just remember I was telling the family, you guys have to come see Lillian. She has a really great teacher, and, you know, it's her first performance, so we had families coming from Sacramento to watch.
Wow.
And everyone was just so proud. Even though she really didn't do half of the stuff, but Jessica would go behind her.
She was out there, and that's all that mattered.
Yeah. And we were all so proud of her.
And you were both so much ahead of your time. In an era where we're talking about inclusive communities, back then there was no word of inclusive communities. And for you two to be understanding
Jessica,
at that
Carol,
time and be inclusive...
Yeah.
That's empowering.
When I started teaching, and I would want to talk to the parent, okay, and figure out how I was going to approach the parent that, you know, maybe we need to do a little private lessons first, or, I teach you, and then you go home and practice with your child. And then they would come back, there's nothing wrong with my child. My child's fine. She's doing great in the class. And, so it was how I had to learn. Like, nowadays, I really think there's so much that the teachers can learn from all of you.
Yes.
And we learned from Jessica, because they loved Jessica.
Oh, Lillian loves Jessica.
I mean, they would run into Jessica's arms. Yeah. They would have knocked me over.
Yeah.
Miss Carol, Solano County Pageants has a rich history of community involvement, as we talked about it. How do you see the role of pageant in promoting civic engagement and community service among participants? How do you engage with that? When you have a new pageant, how do you get them to do community service?
Well, we talk about having a platform. And a platform is, I try to explain to them, and I think each of us have our own approach with that, is that something that you are totally... you believe in, you're comfortable with. And they all really have something that they feel about. And if they don't, then we kind of work with them so that, what do you love to do? Well, or what happened in your family? One her mother needed blood, so she became very involved, you know, with blood donation. So it's giving them the confidence that, hey, you can do something. You can find a purpose in life. All of us need a purpose every day anyway. And so this gives them a purpose so that they feel good. Even with the kids, mm-hmm. you know, and the special need children, whatever, if the purpose is that you're helping each other. And I do believe, Jessica, you were pretty good at getting the kids all to blend together.
She was a very good teacher.
Yes. And so a lot of kids that we deal with, and even adults, they really don't have a purpose. They really don't have a platform. Mm-hmm. And so it's giving them that confidence that if there's something you like, you can be part of bringing that to the community.
I love that. So you basically tap into what's their personal connection.
Their personal yes. connection. And if they don't feel they have one, we try to work at finding them one.
Yeah, Ms. Carol and Jessica and all the pageant directors are really good at that.
That's
yeah.
amazing.
And it works well.
We really say that you use your crown as your microphone.
Always.
People are going to listen to you when you have a crown on your head. And so make sure that what you're saying is important and what is important to you. And let's say that.
I fully agree. That, yeah. Actually, when they walk with their crowns, it's like everybody's looking at them. Yes. Usually when I have my mic, everybody's looking. But when they have the crown, nobody cares about the mic.
No, pictures left from right.
Everybody loves the crown. Well, we worked very hard in this community to get the respect because
yeah, you
we
did.
Used to be picked on years ago. Oh, my God.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, well, because it was the wave.
It was a stereotype.
Yeah.
And years ago, there was a lot of TV shows, reality shows that painted a very negative picture. And we are not just another crown on your head, pretty dress, and sit in a parade and wave. We are in the community at every event, in our tennis shoes, in our jeans, helping and volunteering. And that's what makes us different. And we had to work really hard to show that we weren't a stereotypical pageant. We're not just here to, we call them crown collectors. We are here to make a difference and be in this community.
Now, we've had some of those, but...
but that's not what we stand
that's
for.
That's not
and
what we
are
stand
a,
for.
And not, we're not just a pageant. We're a community mm-hmm. service development program.
Yeah, and that's what I like about Solano County
that's
Pageant.
That's what we
yeah.
build.
And everyone is special. I mean, I think we've always found... I can look at anybody and I can find something fabulous about them. Gosh, you have beautiful eyes. Or, you know,
yeah.
you have a smile that just lights up the room. And, you know... it's a philosophy I've always believed in, and I think we've always projected that. You can always find something that makes them outstanding. And as far when they laugh at us with the wave, I would look at them and go, is there anything that we could do to help your function? I mean, because that's what we are. We're ambassadors. We're helping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So if you need something, whether it's cutting the tomatoes at the tomato festival or the onions at the onion festival, we've done it all. And... it's just, that's brought us as into the community. And our gals love it. Our little queens, as little as they are, they want to do it,
yeah.
So I will tell you, they do respect you because I went to an event when one of our podcasters, which is you're a beauty pageant, and then one of the older generations stopped me and said, back in the day, I had stereotypical that they are queens, but he said, I respect you guys. And I'm not part of you, but I acted like I was.
Because she knew was.
Yes. And then he said, I respect because I see how much community outreach you do. And I listened. And that was really good because he acknowledged what they were doing. And now they're seeing it's not about that. And actually, that person was the one that gave the speaker position for one of your pageants to stand there and talk.
Ah.
And we met another person that their granddaughter is competing on May 17th. So a lot of people at that event was talking positive, empowering, and how you bring positive.
And it
and
goes
it's
generations.
Very true.
It really
mm-hmm.
goes generations.
It
I
does.
Mean, we have in the pageant, I know at the dance studio at one time I had three or four generations, you know, Pat mm-hmm. and her daughter and her grandchildren, and they were all dancing with me. I mean, it was like, it's same thing with the pageants. They're so proud to say, well, my daughter competed, my granddaughter's
yeah.
competing, I competed.
I like it when I wear my crown and sash and someone would come up to me, my granddaughter competed, or I was former Miss Fairfield, or
I
was former Miss
Best Dyes.
And we would have a whole conversation.
Oh, I was stopped one day in Kohl's. And yes. They're like, you're the MC. My daughter won Most Beautiful Face 10 years ago.
And I love that, right?
That means everything to them. Winning anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if the crown is on your head. Like we try to tell, wear the crown on your heart. So if you don't go home with it on your head, you know, it's in your heart.
I always tell all the contestants, you guys are all winners.
They all are winners.
Yeah. And as I laugh at that memory, though, it meant it was impactful to them.
Yeah, it was a lot, right?
To the contestant and the family, and that it was
just the way how they say their
positive.
Face.
Yeah.
So that's important.
I don't know if you guys have ever watched pageant show, Pageant Mothers. I used to watch that when I was in college.
Pageant Mothers.
Yes. Yeah. Were there... This is off topic of the questions, but I'm going to ask, are moms really like that? Like, they were really into it.
Not here. We don't allow it. I have experienced it in other systems and growing up.
Because
yes.
That was scary.
That is 100% real.
Yes. They take it next level. It's like even the kids, they spray tan.
Yeah. That one I see.
We've experienced We've had a few, but we tell them, you know, this is not the place for that. We are here to support each other, and we don't put up with cattiness. We don't put up with bullying, and we are here as a positive environment for everybody.
Yes.
We were in Las Vegas, and Jessica and her mom were helping me. I was the choreographer for this national children's pageant, and so, you know, we were at rehearsal, and the kids were all fixed up, and so one of the rehearsals, these children showed up, and I said to Jennifer, I go, Jennifer, who is that girl? She goes, that's one of the main title holders. She had no makeup on. She had like an 8-year-old. No flipper in her mouth with the tooth missing. The eyes were different colors because they unbelievable.
It was intense. It was intense.
Intense is a great word.
That yes. Yeah, really that is intense for an 8-year-old. Oh, I mean,
for any age, even for me, I'm not doing that much work.
I mean, can you imagine when you don't recognize who that is?
Yeah, that's kind of scary. And also, I mean, although I think it's funny in a way, but coming back to it, it is sad because at that age, teaching a girl to do all these things that don't belong to her and how she was born and to do it to get confidence, I think what you're doing is you're like, you want confidence? Go do community outreach. Go help your community.
Absolutely.
That's how I'm glad you guys don't have a spray tan machine because when I used to watch that show, it was all about spray tanning.
Well, the girls can spray tan. It's up to them. They have a choice.
No, but an 8-year-old.
Not an 8-year-old. That's too extreme.
Okay, back to the thing. I always go off topic.
That's a good one to talk about, though, because people are always curious about that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, I always ask, in my podcast, I always ask the question that nobody wants to ask. I want to be transparent. Somebody else wants to know this, so at least I'm getting the answer for them.
Absolutely. And that is the stereotype that everybody knows, because it is on TV, national TV.
It's not the $1,000 dress. I did a wardrobe one time for one girl from Ross. Here, I spent $100.
Yep.
And that included her bathing suit, her interview outfit, and her gown.
Wow.
It's how you put yourself together. Mm-hmm. Your clothes are clean, they're pressed. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Learn to smile.
Actually,
be polite.
Mm-hmm. You're very right, because I was asking Pokem, I'm like, pageantry, like I said, the only thing I have seen is on TV. I said, that is so expensive. How do you do it? She said, oh no, they don't even charge us. Like, the fees that she was telling me, I'm like, are you serious? Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, that's what they do. So again, coming back to the foundation of your pageantry is not what TV shows. No. This is about women bringing them and making them, giving them life skills and leaders.
Exactly. We're a women's development.
Yeah. Empowerment.
Yeah, women's empowering women.
Yes, that's wonderful. I admire that.
And we have once a queen.
Always a queen.
And they come to with the events, and I was saying about Sophia earlier, we were talking about her, she'll come, she's been our queen for 10 years now. She is a special needs
ambassador.
She is an ambassador. I'm here, Miss Carol. Okay.
I'm like, hi.
so cute.
Yeah, we love that. So, Jessica, with someone who holds multiple titles as Vacaville, Mrs. Solano County, different divisions, too. I mean, what have you used your titles to give back? And then we talked a little bit about it. Can you go more deeper into it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I mentioned, being a Little Miss queen and seeing what my role models were doing, that's what I did. And I truly believe you get out of it what you put in.
Yeah.
And when my first title I held was Miss Teen Vacaville, and it was, what can I do right away? Immediately, Vacaville Fiesta Days. I was there all weekend long. And that turned into becoming a committee member and a board member for over 10 years.
Wow.
And the next event, Tomato Festival in Fairfield. Okay, how can I help? What am I doing? That turned into my mom and I running the tomato eating contest for 20 years. And I just truly, truly just immersed myself in it because we do live in such a special county. And Solano County is made of so many wonderful events and activities. And they're volunteer run. So always being involved in the community is really important as being a title holder, and that led me to look for other opportunities and then eventually create my own community event as a day in the park for autism awareness. And just giving back to the community that we live in, involving others and continuing to involve Solano County pageants as volunteers throughout those events has always been really important to me.
Yeah, and that was a really fun event where we had the special needs kids or group came in and danced. We did a mommy and me dance.
Yes.
Yeah. We were out.
So what was the a day at the park? What did they do? So what was someone like me, I don't know what happened. So I want to know about this event.
So a little backstory, when Lillian and Pocum came into the dance studio and we started working with Lillian into the class, it was really important for me for the other students to accept Lillian and to include her. Mm-hmm. And we always did a little dance move where they would hook arms and skip in a circle. And so I would have them rotate partners every time, and everyone got to be partners with Lillian. And they learned very quickly how much she loved it. And she would giggle so loud and go faster and faster and faster. And then all the girls started saying, I want to be Lillian's partner. I want to be Lillian's partner. So creating a day in the park was really just elaborating on what I was doing in that one class to make it on a bigger scale for the community. How can we make and show that all kids, no matter special need or not, they want to hula hoop, they want to play games, they want to dance, they want to sing, and be included at a day in the park. So a day in the park was exactly that. It was all coming together and playing and enjoying a day out at Andrews Park together.
Yeah, it was a completely free event. Yeah.
Didn't you have a special needs child also?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Because we had a lot of other children, not just the dance studio children that came. I mean, she did an unbelievable job.
Yeah, and to add on, it was a completely free event. We had a lot of volunteers doing face painting.
So we had resources, all of the different resources that parents could get information from. We had sponsors to raise money, and all that went into those resources and raised money specifically here in Solano County. And then we had volunteers, and we had different game stations. My favorite carnival game is to win a goldfish, so
that
I would get goldfish.
Maverick's favorite. We wouldn't leave that station. I think they were like, we had five fish. We came home with five goldfish that day.
It's my favorite carnival game, so it always had to be involved.
Yeah.
And hula hooping and different, playing cornhole and basket toss. And the queens would come and volunteer at the stations and dress up as princesses. And my brother and my stepbrother would be superheroes.
Yeah, it was cute.
And they would
really
walk around and take pictures with the kids. And it was all just a free event to enjoy the park together. And my family got involved, and my mom and my mom's best friend supported me. My mom's best friend brought her whole staff from an office, and they all worked different stations.
Wow.
And we just enjoyed a day together raising awareness and acceptance and inclusion for children with special needs.
You did it such a creative way and innovative way. I mean, and the compassion you had for someone that doesn't have a special
needs child,
and you did all
that.
She
wasn't even a mom at that time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, no. The whole time you're telling me, I'm thinking, how did you do that?
She had a heart.
She just had a heart.
And also, you really put it out there, and that was one of the main things that really helped the acceptance in the community, I think, of all of us.
Yeah, and they got a lot of our special needs community, our parents, they were all involved in it, and they really loved the event.
Yeah, I mean, it starts from awareness with anything, and you brought the awareness and including special needs, and then the more you do that, people are like, okay, this is normal, we should do this.
And the students in the classroom, because of Ms. Carol and Jessica, everyone just welcomed us. We stayed there for how many years? Since Lynn was five until
COVID.
Until COVID hit, yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, COVID was the...
COVID was what stopped it, but I started a dance class specifically for kids with special needs.
Yeah, so
that's what Pokemon was telling me, yes.
And I wanted them to have a dance class where they felt comfortable. So they could express themselves and not worry about judgment or others or and for the parents. I didn't want the parents to be tense and worry about their child. And I wanted them to sit back and relax and bond and build this motherhood bond. And I want the kids to just be themselves. And we were able to create that. And I taught them a dance just like I did any other class.
Yep.
And when the other kids would go out to the festivals,
we were there too.
My special kiddos came out too, and they had costumes and they had their own dance. Yep. And
Jessica's on that microphone telling the kids what to do, and I love it.
Wow.
You know what else was really neat? She also gave the opportunity to the parents to see their child dressed up in a pageant gown, or the gentleman, the boy that we had.
Uh-huh.
He was all dressed in suit and with the mother as his partner to be in the pageants. Where I remember her mother saying, I never thought my daughter would have a chance like to go to a prom.
Yeah.
And this was like a prom for them. And that was something that you gave them, and you worked, you know, with the kids and everybody.
You know, just a lot of the parents would come up to me and say, I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing with Jessica and how you're getting Lillian out in the community, and you're not embarrassed about it. And you're just out there. And I go, what is there to be embarrassed of? The more I go...
Yes.
Even when she has behaviors, I just deal with it. I mean,
every child has behaviors.
That's how we get people to understand.
Right. And there shouldn't be that stigma of, you shouldn't be embarrassed. Like, are you embarrassed?
Yeah.
Like, you should be embarrassed.
No, some parents, they stay.
A lot of times the parent cannot handle it.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why they
Because they're always worried about being judged.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we live in an era where we're judged by everything, anything. And
everything
there's prayer.
Everything you do.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what's going on. Everyone's being judged. And I just wanted to provide that environment to where we could take that breath. We could lower those expectations and just enjoy. Just enjoy
and
dance.
Just let the kids be themselves.
Yes. And I do think we were the only dance studio.
Only dance studio.
The only dance studio that ever did that. Mm-hmm. The only pageant system. Now, maybe a few others have tried now. I don't know.
I haven't found it.
I only seen Solano County.
I actually, yes. So I used to work with some of the pageants in Central Valley.
Uh-huh.
But the way that you do it, it's totally like, something that I would do. You're more community outreach. It's not really about, it's about pageant that the girls enjoy wearing these nice dresses.
Feel special.
But it has a lot to do with community outreach because all of your pageant contestants, you know, I work with most of them. Their mentality, their mindset is community outreach. Mm-hmm. I don't see them so much focused like the pageant world, like we talked about, the toxic side of it.
That's how we feel.
Yes.
That's, you know, I mean, that
oh, yeah, Miss Carol and Jessica, they don't allow that.
We don't put up with it.
No.
Yes.
But actually, really quick, going back to Lillian and the dance studio was the first place Lillian said her first sentence on her own.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember you saying that.
Mm-hmm. It was time for dance class, and she stood up and went, come on, guys, it's time for dance class.
Oh, you still remember that?
I completely forgot that. She was in the waiting room, and you looked at me and went, she wasn't prompt to say it. She said it on her own.
Wow.
And another thing that...
Maybe five?
She was older.
She was older.
Was when we had the special needs class. She had to be probably 14-ish.
Oh, okay. It was a little bit older because when she was six, I remember she finally got used to the dance class. So she would come in and go, Hi, Jessica. And Jessica would be so busy taking attendance with the other kids. And then she would keep standing there and saying, hi, Jessica, until Jessica, oh, hi, Lillian. And then Jessica, that just made my day. And then she'll be like giggling. And then she just goes.
She would say hi, and she would say a word here and there. But her first full sentence was when she was a little bit older and we were getting ready for our special needs class. And I opened the door, and she stood up and said it. And I just remember that look on your face and going, she's comfortable here.
Yeah.
That's what this is for.
Oh, yeah. She knows her schedule and routine. Yeah. Wednesday is tap. Tuesday is ballet. Thursday is gymnastics. Like, she
Lily, let's get ready. She's like ready to go. She's dressed with her tutu, boa feathers, and we're like out the house.
She had boa feather, a crown. She had wings on usually.
She had wings. Style. Yep.
She has her own style.
Her own style. She's
and she still does style. Until
she
today.
Does. She still does.
Yeah.
I bet it was so rewarding for you, Jessica, to see to hear those words, because you give her that empowerment and that confidence that finally she felt comfortable in a place. Feeling included, that where she could be herself and talk.
Absolutely. That's all I wanted.
And that's what, yeah, that's what she did.
And they, you did that as a mother. You made her so...
Thank you.
I mean, it came from the parents,
but,
too.
Yes. You know, if it wasn't for you guys having the studio and accepting us and welcoming us in, you know, that just made a huge difference.
We made a good team.
Yeah, we did. It was lots of good memories.
Which you'll have forever.
Miss Carol, education is a key focus with Solano County pageants, with scholarship programs supporting title holders. Can you elaborate on how these scholarships are structured and their impact on recipients?
Well, they're mainly for the older girls, okay? I've always felt, I mean, because we made it where it was almost free, you know, for the special needs, you know, children, or it was free, and that's like a scholarship, you know, for them. With the older girls, I know with my daughter, she paid for her whole college, from winning scholarships with the Miss America program, with her talent competitions. So that was how she, you know, benefited from it. For us, for them getting a scholarship, I think the scholarship was in telling them how wonderful they were and how successful they were. That wasn't something that came, you know, from, you know, free, you know, college, because I don't know how many of them go to college, but...
So the scholarships were mostly for college going, or was the scholarships, you know how some programs, they have it for high schools? They get a scholarship of $2,000 to go for this kind of, like they can get tutoring. So your scholarships are mostly based for college.
For college, correct.
You want to talk a little bit about the Emily Perkins Scholarship?
Yeah, this is, okay, there's a family here in town, and Shawn started taking dance with me when she was 2 years of age. Her mother and I became very close through the pageants. And in the old days, we not only did a pageant, we did a dinner before the pageants.
Yes.
For maybe 300 people that Emily and I would cook. And so Emily was just a big part of, you know, supportive for all the kids, helped with everyone no matter what age. And unfortunately, Emily died at like the age of 55. And her daughter has been a part of our system since she was 2. She is now in her 40s. Her daughter has competed with us since she was little. And her daughter started a scholarship program that she gives a pageant scholarship every year to the children, but there's not the young children. It isn't like the 10 and older, I believe.
Yeah, it's for our Miss teen and Miss contestants, and they have to write an essay of why they want to be involved in Solano County and the pageants, and what makes the Solano County pageants special. Because to Emily Perkins, the mother who passed away, Solano County pageants was very important, and she was very, very involved. And so her daughter honors her legacy by giving a scholarship.
Jessica, what advice do you give our new contestants about confidence?
The best advice I can give about confidence is to have fun. I really feel that we are our most beautiful selves when we are laughing and smiling and enjoying ourselves. So when we are practicing our modeling, I tell you ladies, laugh, giggle. Yeah. When you walk out on stage and your family is screaming your name, laugh at it. It makes me giggle.
Right.
And you're having your most beautiful smile. Hold your shoulders back and enjoy that moment, because they are there to celebrate you and to enjoy that moment. That's the best piece of advice I hope everyone takes away.
I like that advice.
That's the best piece of advice. Yeah. I mean, really hopefully good. We can do that.
I know. It gets kind of nerve-wracking when you're on stage, though.
It does.
But when you giggle, it kind of eases the nerves.
And smiling.
Gotta smile.
Everybody likes a smile. What was I reading? Something, we did the campaign, kindness campaign with the
DA
last night.
We got Haley involved.
They were the judges.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
Paulina was sick, so she couldn't come.
Yeah, so the rest of it was fun, but a lot, the theme of the thing was to have a smile. And a smile does change. Even if you're shopping, someone smiles at you, you're like, wow, okay, that's a nice person. Then just, so I agree with the smile, with the laugh, your life will be better.
Yes, I agree. You gotta enjoy it and have fun with it.
Exactly.
That's true. Quick question, Jessica. Can you tell me a little bit more about the ambassador pageant that's coming up?
The Be Unique ambassador program that we've brought into Solano County pageants has just been another avenue for families and kids with special needs to have another way to be accepted and included and take the stage and get dressed up and talk if they can talk, model and get a nice crown and a banner and be included.
Yeah.
They ride in the parades, they're invited to Fiesta Days and Tomato Festival and the tree lightings to light the tree with the mayors and to sing Christmas songs.
That's like another way to include them. Like a normal kid,
people,
so they don't feel any different.
People love it when we're all lining up, we introduce ourselves. Oh, Lillian's like a mic hogger.
Yes.
Yeah. She's like, my name's Lillian. And then she just says Lillian, and the whole crowd just applaud for her. Everyone just loves it.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Because they love that you're doing that. People see what you're doing.
It's important. And yes. I want more and more people to see it. And that's why we continue to do it every year. It's not about, oh, you did it last year, you can't do it again. No, every year. We have Sophia comes back every year.
Lillian came back.
Every
year. Single year.
And it's important to continue to keep them involved so that more people are aware and seeing it and seeing that they're
yes,
included.
Yes, yes. And like we talked, awareness is number one thing. Absolutely. Change comes with awareness.
Right. And just being out there in the community, when the more people see it, the more awareness you bring, the more acceptance you bring.
Well, we have made a very good reputation, and that's taken many years. And thanks to you and to you. And
thanks to you and Jessica.
It's really, we now are part of the community, and that's our whole purpose.
And change takes time.
It does.
And it's the change that you have brought is very impactful and empowering because, like Jessica said, we don't do it just one year. We do it every year.
Every year.
That means every year you're reminding, you're bringing awareness. And children that are young, they also see there's no difference.
Yeah.
They could have some special needs, but they're still kids. They're like us.
Yes. Yeah. They are not left out.
Yes.
Yeah, like Jessica
being different,
said.
Being different should be celebrated, not
And including them in the community.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes.
Ms. Carol, before we wrap up, can you tell us or give us a little bit of advice about our new contestant or anything?
Well, my whole philosophy is I think you really have to have the right attitude. And that comes from the parents on down, comes from the teacher, it comes from the staff that's working, is that they're all winners.
That's right.
And they all don't understand that at first. I've had parents not talk to me for a year because the child didn't win. Well, every child can't win.
Well, you're not judging,
win.
Though.
Huh?
But you're not judging.
Well, but I'm their friend. And they think that because I'm their friend that, my goodness, well, of course
you're
they,
not doing
of
the
course
scores.
They should win, you know? Yeah, and even if I was doing the scores, that's not how this works.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, we're not doing this that to fix the pageants. We don't fix anything. But it's the whole thing is that they are a winner. And the children are all winners. To get up there and to speak in front of, we've had kids that, my God, we had to push them out on the stage. Oh, my goodness. And now they've gone off, one graduated from Harvard.
Yes.
Wow.
And so, I mean, you know, it has so much impact on them. But at the time, it was a process, you know. And those were good parents. They never said a word to us. They were so happy we got them out there. But the whole thing is just to understand, just for getting up there, just for being a part of what we're doing, they're winners. And never say to your child, well, you didn't win. Yeah, so.
I will ask you a question. This is an interesting question. Has anyone ever bribed you to get their child win? And are you going to be on?
No. Yes. Well, they tried.
Another off-topic question.
Another Miriam question.
We don't allow that. But yes, they have tried. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, can you believe?
Were you tempted?
Was I tempted?
Absolutely
no.
not. I can answer that for her. No.
No. never ever would we do that. But yes, can you believe? I mean,
yeah, I can't believe it. That's why I asked. Sorry, listeners, I'm trying to give Miss Carol a hard time.
The look on her face.
Oh my gosh, what? We just had someone do it recently. So
see,
it hasn't changed. 40 years I've been doing this, and they're still trying, and they're still unsuccessful.
Yeah. Well, knowing you, I know they are. You have your morals. You have this. You and Jessica, I don't think you'll. Yeah.
You guys are good together.
Yeah, so I wouldn't come to yours. Maybe I'll get fooled by the bribes. Miss Carol, you told us you have an event coming. Would you let our listeners know about this event?
I'm so excited about this event. I mean, I've been a dance teacher for 60 years, 40 years directing the pageants. And I'm turning 79, and I unfortunately have been going to a lot of funerals lately. And gosh, it was just really getting to me that these wonderful people were not recognized while they were alive. It was when we went after the Mass or the church service, or we went to the celebration of life, that was when, you know, the person was getting, you know, all these accolades. And yes, they're up in heaven or wherever, and you know they can hear it, but they're not there. And I thought, this has got to change. We do so much in development for, you know, the youth, and in our pageants, some of our misses have been up in their 80s. We need to recognize people for what they have done for our community. So I came up with the idea of women in their 80s to 100, our oldest being 102.
Oh my God.
And it's not just being old that made you, that we want you as an honoree. It's because of what you have done for the community. Have one woman that she has 16,000 hours at the hospital volunteering. She is 90 years old and goes every week, okay? That's amazing. Another lady that I've known, and she's one of our honorees. She's totally blind. She's 95. Totally blind. She still helps cook for the poor and the homeless.
Wow.
And she takes the napkins and she puts the silverware in there and gives them out to every week on Tuesday at the churches. So these are fabulous women. So I went to the different clubs here in the area. These are all women's clubs empowering, you know, women. And I asked for them to volunteer and nominate someone. And so we have 20 nominees. And we're doing this celebration, and it's called the Glorious Golden Girls. I call it the 3 G's. And to see the reaction that these women have had, that they go, why would anybody want to recognize me? Well, I've never been on stage. I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. Mm-hmm. And they are so excited. So I'm doing the whole thing as a show. I have 2 minute tuxedos that are men in their 70s.
Oh, my God, I want to see this.
The most beautiful girls in the world, except for changing the name to the most beautiful women in the world. Closing the whole celebration with thanks for the memories. It's a real celebration of life that they can invite their family and friends, and that they're really special. I've even ordered them crowns. Now, whether they'll put a crown on their head, I don't know. But they have a swag bag like what they have, you know, in the Hollywood events. And just, they're thrilled. They're absolute. And I'm thrilled that I can give this opportunity to them. I have 2 assistants that, if it wasn't for them, because it's a big project for me, I don't type. I don't do anything like that. Jennifer always did all that for me, which is Jessica's mother. I mean, I write things out, take a picture of it, send it, you know, to my daughter and say, Mom, honey, will you do this for her? And so I'm very excited. My daughter has been TV anchor woman for over 25 years. She's flying in. And so, she will be there. I'm seeing the show. My son's a doctor. He's going to be there in case anything happens. I'm well prepared.
Wow, you have it covered. You have an MC calling.
I have it covered so well. I thought of everything. I thought, I have to make sure I have everything. You know, backstage, I have fruit. I have the water for them. I mean, you know, it's going to be so exciting. And I'm so happy with the response. The mayors of both cities are coming, the council people. We are going to be
We will be joining.
Yes, we will.
We will be putting this on our websites. I want to say that you're doing amazing because you're right. Sometimes the generation, which is, I was always raised, our elders are our foundation to the community. And sometimes that's forgotten.
It is.
You're bringing that back, just like Jessica brought the inclusiveness.
Yes, exactly.
And you're bringing now the our elder generation.
These are volunteer. It's amazing what they've done. I'll tell you this one little story. I just think this is so cute. Okay, so this gal is 93. She's been a widow for 3 years. And I said, oh, my goodness. I go, how are you doing? She goes, I want to tell you, I was married 70 years, 7 months, 13 days, and 5 hours. He fell, and I went down to pick him up, and he died in my arms.
Aww.
And we had lost our son. We had 3 sons. We had lost our son like 20 years before that. And his last words to me were, I love you, and now I'll go be with our son. Oh, my God, I'm bawling my eyes out.
Yeah.
So it's going to be...
You got all of us teary. I just...
It's going to be a celebration that I think has never been done. This is why, I mean, everyone is so excited about it. The newspapers are excited.
We're excited hearing about it.
I'm excited to join.
It hasn't been done. And it's so needed. And these women are feeling so special. So, yes, I'm so happy you're going to cover it.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And, oh, my gosh.
We're going to be oppressed that day.
They'll love talking to you.
Yes.
They call me all the time. I live on the phone. I know all those stories. So, yeah, that's great. Thank you. So,
anything else you two would like to add before we end the topic?
Yeah, I want to add, please follow our Instagram page on Solano, Star Producer Solano County Pageant. And Facebook also, right?
Yes.
And
then you have an event coming, right?
Yeah.
May 17th.
Yes.
The pageant.
The pageant, yes. Yeah. Come out and watch us. And also
it's
the
in
website.
Downtown Journey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And where do they get the tickets?
They can get them online or they're at the event.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
May 17th,
posted.
Downtown Journey.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a fun-filled event.
So we
and you'll have Miss Carol there?
Yeah.
And
Jessica.
Yeah.
Oh,
so everyone's
just pay for
be there.
The ticket
all
to see them.
So we also posted the link on Facebook and Instagram,
okay.
And our website is www.starproducers.org.
And then we'll also, for our Golden Girls, that's May 31st, and that's at the Downtown Theater in Fairfield. And that's from 1 to 3. So everybody go home and take their nap after that, which is me. And anyway, so we'd love you to post that too.
We will do that. Thank you both. It was really a joy talking to you both.
Thank you, Ms. Carol, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, letting us interview you guys.
Yes.
And thank you for putting up with my dog, Coco, who has barked for the last 2 hours.
Yeah. Yes, listeners, you might hear
some
dog barks.
That too.
That's not added. We didn't do that. This is
no, we have Coco, our special guest.
Yes. All right, Solano moms.
And Tomorrow's Table podcast.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.